an Illusion by Chris Called Me Sweetie, read by Ghost of Nuggets Past. Summary. John has told his side of the story, and Harry has told hers. Now it's Sherlock's turn to set the record straight, or not, as the case may be. Part 3 of the Murder in Sussex Trilogy. Notes. Thanks to the ever-generous Silver Girl for beta reading. My sister-in-law may be a fine storyteller, but she's no more reliable a narrator than is my husband. Yes, I know we're not legally married. Don't be tedious. That's obvious, but it's just semantics. John is my husband in every way that matters. John's sister, the redoubtable Miss Harry Watson, recently circulated her own version of the events that took place during the week when he and I first met. Though she may have been correct in most of the particulars, she was singularly incorrect of her assessment of me. I freely acknowledge that I have many flaws. False modesty has never been one of them. As you are no doubt aware, I am a genius. I am also undeniably the greatest detective England has ever known. How likely is it, then, that I should have failed to deduce James Moriarty's true identity? I have always been more concerned with justice than with the law. In this case, I believe justice has been served. That's enough to be going on with, don't you think? The end.